You know, the Ethereum ecosystem is facing a critical challenge right now, specifically concerning transaction fees on Layer 2 solutions. It's a sticking point that everyone is watching closely.
They've definitely succeeded in moving transactions off the main chain, but they've hit some hurdles that threaten their utility. The main issue is fee volatility.
That's exactly what Edward Felton, a prominent figure from Off-Chain Labs, points out. He argues that Ethereum Layer 2s actually need responsive pricing to really succeed.
And it's not just about reducing costs, you know. It's about establishing a sustainable economic model. We need high volume without compromising the user experience.
Right now, many L2S use mechanisms like EIP 1559. It separates fees into a base fee that gets burned and a priority fee paid to validators.
That's better than fixed price gas, sure, but it still introduces significant volatility.
During demand spikes, like popular NFT drops or major DeFi events, fees can just fluctuate wildly. It feels very unpredictable.
Exactly. For instance, a simple 100 token transfer might cost 50 tokens in 1 minute and 200 tokens the very next minute.
That unpredictability creates real friction. It discourages casual users and small-time traders, which ultimately limits the network's utility.
To fix this, Arbitrum is testing a new pricing model designed to replace those standard EIP 1559 fee swings.
This responsive pricing model aims to smooth out the pricing curve entirely.
Instead of fees reacting purely to immediate congestion spikes, the model adjusts costs based on sustained traffic flow. It avoids surging to impossible levels during peak usage.
That's a game changer. It ensures that scaling occurs without penalizing users during high demand periods.
The implementation of responsive pricing offers three critical benefits for the ecosystem.
First, it provides predictability. Users can budget for transactions accurately without guessing.
Second, it enhances accessibility by lowering barriers to entry for new users entering the ecosystem.
And third, it drives adoption. It enables higher transaction volumes without driving users away due to exorbitant fees.
This shift represents a fundamental change in how Ethereum scaling is approached.
Early L2 adoption focused heavily on security and throughput.
But the current focus has evolved toward economic sustainability and usability.
If Layer 2s cannot provide consistent pricing, they risk becoming niche tools used exclusively by whales who can afford volatility.
By implementing responsive pricing, these networks can compete effectively with traditional payment rails like credit cards or stablecoin transfers. Those offer predictable fees regardless of market conditions.
Furthermore, this innovation positions Arbitrum and similar networks as leaders in the next phase of Ethereum's evolution.
It demonstrates that the community is building not just for speed, but for a healthy, user-friendly economy.
When developers recognize that their user base is retained through better fee structures, it encourages more decentralized applications to migrate to these chains.
The transition from experimental models to responsive pricing models is crucial for Ethereum's Layer 2 infrastructure.
It acknowledges that technology alone is insufficient. Economic design plays a massive role in adoption.
As the ecosystem moves forward, more experimentation with fee mechanisms is expected.
Potential developments include dynamic block space pricing or even subscription models for high-frequency traders.
The industry is maturing, moving away from a pay-whatever-it-takes mentality toward a system that balances network demand with user affordability.
In conclusion, the push for responsive pricing reflects the Ethereum community's commitment to usability.
By integrating insights from experts like Edward Felton, developers are crafting a future where scaling solutions are as robust as they are user-friendly.
As networks like Arbitrum continue to test these alternatives, the entire Ethereum ecosystem stands to benefit from a more stable and accessible transaction environment, facilitating true mass adoption.